Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dread Time Stories. I'm your host, Dr. Phobia. And tonight, dear patients, our story this evening comes from unsettlingstories.com. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's tale, Centipedes. I am an intern working at the Center for Entomology in Colombia. Like all interns, I do the job everyone hates. Fetching coffee and tea, delivering mail, janitorial work, etc. The hours are long, and the pay is non-existent, and the people are rude. That all being said, I'm learning a hell of a lot, and I get to work with some species seen nowhere else. The other night, I was mopping the floors. Since the center is in the middle of the rainforest, quite a bit of mud gets tracked in by the researchers and employees. So every night, usually well after midnight, I'm the last guy in the place until it's all cleaned up. One of the final rooms I clean is where Scolopendra giganta are housed. I hate that room. Despite my love of insects, bugs, and spiders, and all manner of other creepy crawlies, giant centipedes scare the hell out of me. They shouldn't just be so big and aggressive. Something about them seems out of place in a rainforest that otherwise appears to have an equilibrium among the species. Maybe I'm just a wimp. Anyway, giant centipedes are a majority of focus for the center. Something about their venom potentially having anti-carcinogenic compounds. Because of that, we breed them. The room is pretty big, maybe 50 by 75 or something close. All the centipedes are housed in a system of stacked tanks. They're accessed by opening a drawer, almost like a post office box. There are 10 rows of tables across and 15 going down, with two containers on each table. Each container has 20 drawers. Every drawer contains one centipede. Whenever I go in there, I start to itch. It's the sound that does it. Tens of thousands of sharp little legs scratching on the surfaces of their enclosures. This time, the room was absolutely filthy. I was annoyed. It's like these scientists want to make my task more difficult. I figured I'd have to get used to it, considering I was the one trying to get a job with them. I was about halfway done with the room when my phone rang. I had left it on the desk near the front of the room. What I shouldn't have done was try to leap over the mop and bucket in the middle of the aisle because the floor was slippery. But of course, I didn't know that right then. I jogged and tried to jump, and as I planted my foot, it began to slide. Without thinking, I overcorrected badly, flailing my arms and legs to try to stay upright, and I crashed into one of the tables, landing on my back. The wooden front leg snapped off and the table fell on me, the other front leg buckling as it fell. I tried to lift the table off my thighs, but there was no way I was getting it off without help. I was thankful it didn't seem to break any bones when it landed. Then I looked up and realized some of the drawers had slid open, with the momentum of the table pitching forward and stopping so suddenly on my legs. Oh no, I choked. The first one to venture out was dark red and maybe 8 inches long. I watched breathless as it skittered out of its drawer and hung there by its two legs. The rest of its body squirmed through, about 6 inches above my neck. Its pincers were massive compared to the size of its body. I mustered up the courage and slapped it away as hard as I could with my right hand. It sailed nearly 10 feet and then hit the ground with a heavy clatter. I turned my head and watched, hoping it was dead. When it didn't move for a few seconds, I felt a tiny bit of relief. It didn't last. There were 6 more coming out of the drawers. I batted 2 away, but the other 4 landed on my neck and chest. The room was filled with the sounds of me shrieking and crying as I tried to get them off of me, or kill them, whatever came first. Another one landed on my chest, and it was the biggest one I'd ever seen. Easily 14 inches long, and as fat as a Red Bull can. I sobbed as I was forced to grab it with my fist. It bit into my hand over and over again, causing the worst stinging sensation I'd ever experienced. I tried to throw it away, but it dug its legs into my wrist and went nowhere. It kept biting. As I felt one crawl under my shirt and bite my chest near my left nipple, I punched the area with my fist containing the huge centipede. The midsection of the big one burst against my skin, killing the one underneath. Thick orange slime coated my hand, shirt, and it splattered onto my face. Now I was able to throw the remains of the big one away and slap and punch at the other ones until they too were dead. The whole ordeal lasted maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes tops. I sobbed on the floor and tried to nurse the bites of my hand, chest, and neck. The pain was extensive, like the sting of 10 hornets. After another 5 minutes, I was fairly certain that whatever was going to come out of those drawers had already been dealt with. 10 minutes after that, one started crawling up my leg. This time there was nothing I could do. I tried to thrash my legs around and do the best I could, but I couldn't move much with the table pinning my thighs. It wandered up and up. It only bit when I squeezed my legs together, hoping it would be crushed between my knees. No luck. Upward it went. Eventually it found the warm, dark spot that apparently it had been looking for, and I felt its hard body and pointed legs scratching the underside of my testicles before I passed out. When I woke up, I was in a bed in the center's infirmary. Apparently the venom from the centipedes is more toxic than I even knew. That's why I passed out. My neck and hand were terribly swollen, and the welt on my chest is the size of a golf ball. My thighs ached from the table being on them all night. They said I was lucky I didn't develop compartment syndrome. I happily took the Valium they gave me as the memories of the night before slowly came back and brought horrible anxiety with them. I stayed in bed for a couple of hours, chatting idly with Janet, the pretty med student who was in charge of the infirmary that day. Janet was horrified by what happened to me. She couldn't stop telling me how brave I was, and that the people that found me were so worried I had died. I nodded and jokingly asked what they said when they found the one in my pants. She looked puzzled. "We wanted to get the antivenin in you quickly," Janet told me. "We didn't take off any of your clothing." As she spoke, I felt an inquisitive antenna brush the tip of my penis. It took her about 10 seconds to realize just as to why I was screaming. That was Centipedes. I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening. If you enjoyed tonight's tale, please consider subscribing and hitting that like button. It allows these stories to get out to more people so they too can have horrible nightmares. Like I always say in closing, check under your bed, look in your closet, and sleep with the light on. The life you save may very well be your own. Good night, everyone.